Three in a row for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and more importantly for us on this show, a Wednesday win, meaning we get to talk about a Wednesday win with Derek Hall, the president and CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Derek, it finally happened.
Vinny, Bic, it is great to know there is no Wednesday curse. It is,
yeah.
It is behind us. Yeah, a lot of firsts last night. You know, we could win the first game of a series. We could win a series. We could actually sweep a team. We're doing great on the road. What a big victory.
What a huge victory last night. I'm sure watching that ninth inning, you talk about a white knuckle ride. I said earlier in the program, one of the things, the best things about Kevin Ginkle is his ability to get out of jams of his own making. But Torrey intuitively knew he had to get him out of the game. And what a great ending for you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, Mantiply did such a good job. And I think we really do have to tip our cap to Torrey. Torrey managed the game very well. You know, it's often that a manager will get criticized if a game doesn't go the right way. But when it does go in our favor like last night, he deserves a lot of that credit. He saw what was coming up on his lineup card. He acted accordingly. And Mantiply delivered. And, you know, that was a big one. You don't want to go into extras, especially with the pitching staff being a little bit, light. And for us to have to go to Ginkle. And Ginkle had not had a lot of work. And let's give him a lot of credit, because when Sewald was out, he certainly did the job filling in. So you're going to have a stinker every once in a while. That's what he had. But I think, Vic, looking at the entire game, a lot of contributors. I'm still a little bit, you know, skeptical on the offense, because we did have so many opportunities. We left a lot of guys on base. We grounded out into double plays and out of, you know, inning-ending groundouts. And I just thought there was more opportunity there. But seeing the way that Montgomery pitched through seven, kept us in the game, which is all you want out of your starter. He looked good. He got ground balls when he needed them too. Looking at the job that Moreno did at the plate and came up with a key base hit as well. And of course, Suarez had a huge game. And I the other day, as you said, Vic, which was hilarious, if we were promised both strikeouts and home runs, you know, we're not getting both.
Right.
And having that home run was indeed key, and what a difference that made. But overall, everybody chipped in. I like what's happening, especially with a tough part of the schedule. And look, I mean, the Reds have been playing like we have. Both teams have scuffled. They have trouble scoring runs, and we've taken advantage of that. But you know they're going to break out soon, and we've got one more game against them this morning, and then, of course, we host them next week. So you hope they don't break out against us.
Yeah, and Derek, you mentioned Torrey pushing the right buttons last night during the course of the game with how he worked the bullpen when Ginkle got into the jam. But let's go back to the opening game in Cincinnati. Torrey pushed a button before that game started in putting together his lineup and putting Corbin Carroll back in the leadoff spot. And we saw Corbin break out, five runs batted in. He didn't follow it up last night. But where is, we talked a lot about Corbin's struggles this year. Where's the confidence level that he's finally turned the corner in 2024?
Yeah, Vince, like we said, the last couple of weeks, we felt like it was creeping up. It was getting back. You know, we started seeing better swings. We were seeing some production getting on base. Even last night, he went 0-for, but he had a big walk for us. And by the way, in that inning, I mean, that big walk, but then Marte hustling out that head first slide single, led to the Walker RBI walk. But I think Corbin's been a lot more like himself, and he's such a humble kid. I mean, after that game being questioned by the media, do you think it was time for you to move back up there in the leadoff spot? And he said, well, no, I mean, McCarthy's been great, and the entire team has, and it does feel like it's coming back. It's good. He works hard. He deserves it. And he's not going to contribute every night. He's not going to go 2-for-4, 3-for-4 every night. We know that, but he's never going to let it change his game when he goes over. And you could see that last night, the effort in the field, the effort on the base pads. That's just who he is. I feel like, and a lot of us do, we go as he goes, but there's other igniters as well, like Ketel Marte, who doesn't get enough credit in this league because he is phenomenal and consistent.
All right, so I know you're aware of the story of the Minnesota Twins and their rally sausage. Have you ever thought about getting a touchstone in your dugout, something that can just rally everybody, as ridiculous as that sounds? I'm sure Jarrett's got some knockwurst in his refrigerator he can send you.
Probably got some at his desk.
Probably got some at his desk.
Yeah, Jarrett's like a canned meat guy, right? You can't really knock. I don't know if we're going to have like a spam effect or something because of him, but I would like some of his suggestions. The summer sausage has worked for them. You know, what'd they win, 12 in a row?
Yes.
13 out of 14. It was phenomenal, but it happens organically. So we need to get some suggestions from Jarrett, and we'll try and make it happen organically when we're back home.
I read today, Derek, they're trying to figure out some way to seal this up so they could take it across the border
right,
to Toronto.
Because
on
you
a road
can't
trip.
Just take meat across the border.
They stop at the border. Like half eaten and mangled, and everybody's chipped in, and everybody's taken a bite. And it can't be very sanitary, but
no.
You know, if it works, go for it. Smuggle that thing.
Well, Derek, sanitary and baseball players are not two words that are normally put together.
True.
Or three
I
words in
it.
This case.
Very true. Derek,
I get it. But I would, you know, Bick, I would add to that something a little more controversial. You look at the way Suarez played last night, and I'm just going to say this. He could play in the NFL. He could play in the NBA, but they couldn't play baseball. I'll say that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest. Here weekly on Bickley Marotta Mornings. The Alec Thomas situation, it seemed like he was getting close on a rehab stint in Reno, felt a little discomfort in the hamstring, got sent home. We haven't heard much in terms of an update. Is there an update, and where's the concern level on that front?
Yeah, he picked up baseball activities again, but, you know, that's one where we really need to take it slow. I mean, trying to rush him back just to get him re-injured doesn't help anybody. And the fact that, like we talked about last week, Vince, you asked what roster move we'd make, what the lineup looks like. Yeah, the fact that Pavin's swinging a good bat and McCarthy's been so good, you know, out there each and every night, it gives us time to take the time necessary. It looked like he was going to be ready after Sunday's game for Reno. And he went back into the trainer's office and said, look, I'm still feeling a little tweak, and it's that hamstring. So I wouldn't rush it. You know, he's very valuable for us, especially in center field. I said it last week. I'll stick to it. I think he's one of, if not the best center fielders defensively in all of baseball. But we do have replacements right now that can get us by, and they're contributing. So let's take the time to make sure he gets well. And we still have a few other cases like that. You know, we took a while to get Seawald back, uh-huh. And thank goodness he is back. And we're doing the same with Rodriguez, and we will with Kelly, too.
All right, your general manager, Mike Hazen, he sounded very optimistic that if E-Rod passes or his MRI comes back clean, you can begin throwing again, and now you're on the path back. Is that the latest, and when is that going down, and how optimistic are you guys?
That is the latest, and we're just days away from another MRI. And, you know, I know he's chomping at the bit to get out there, and we're so excited to finally see that entire rotation in place when we could get Kelly back. Yeah. But, you know, we dodged a bullet, like we said, with Gallen. He looked like himself. You know, Montgomery's starting to get his feet under him. He's looking like himself. I can't wait till Rodriguez gets back. That's going to be a slow return, obviously. But when we have that whole rotation in effect, and with Fott in the way that he's been, when he's on, he's lights out. I'm very excited to see that whole group together.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've kind of noticed here is that the Dodgers seem to be catching their stride, and that's not good. But you know, with what they've spent, it's understandable. But you might have to be worrying about the Padres a little bit, especially with that deal they just made. What's the balance between having to win now? And staying pace versus kind of knowing that there's something better for you down the road when you do get fully healthy?
Great question. And you and I have said all along, Beck, we got to keep pace. And in order to keep pace, it probably answers the question in both ways. We have to win as well. We knew the Padres were going to be good. They did not play up to their standards or potential last year. They are an unbelievable team, especially on paper. And they only finished a game behind us. So, you know, if we had stumbled at any point, they would have passed us by. So, you know, we can't just assume that we're going to pass them up in the standings. We got to keep pace with them, and that means keep winning, because you have to assume they're not going to lose. They're very talented, and their pitching staff is doing great. Look, he shut out the Cubs yesterday, and he's been terrific since that acquisition. And, they're tough, and I think the Giants are going to get hot too. But I felt like, you know, there was a short period of time where, you know, we all just, not that we felt sorry for ourselves, but we kept thinking, we got to wait till we're healthy. Well, we are getting healthier. I think that's encouraging. It's giving guys optimism and a reason to fight. But we're a very talented team, even without the full squad. So we have to keep pace. And that does mean win, to your question.
Derek, always good to talk to you. It was good to talk to you after a Wednesday win. Maybe we can do it again next
beautiful.
Thursday. What do you say?
Can't wait. Let's do it again. Let's win again. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Sounds good. Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our weekly guest.